Hello, Internet.
I love you, Internet. Internet, you are dressed up nice today. You didn't have to do that for us.
Internet, you have kind eyes.
Don't be trying to help the Internet over the fence now, Jay.
I have so much shit running on my computer right now, I think it's going to, like, burn my lap off.
Oh, God. I should run some more stuff on my computer. My furnace still hasn't shut off.
Yeah. What is your temperature that you turn your furnace up to?
I think it's like 64.
Yeah. It's like 65 is like, ooh, 65. I'm going big time. 65.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I ain't made out of money.
Yeah.
And the water in my furnace, I don't want to stop in the middle of the podcast to go, oh, I got the furnace needs a drink of water.
Do you have to refill it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when it's cold like this. Oh, there, shut off. Holy shit. It's still cold. But just when it's super duper cold like this and it's running all the time and the air is this cold, yeah, it just sucks the steam right out of the radiators.
Huh. Oh, you have steam heat?
Yeah, nice. Fucking doing
it. Jealous.
It's hilarious listening to Adam Carolla's Home Improvement when people call with questions in steam heat and be like, I have no fucking clue what that is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't either.
Of course, we have people come, you know, we went through a few heating people who pretty much like, yeah, I got an idea of what steam heat is, but, and then we've got our latest one, and we're like, oh, they know what steam heat is. Awesome.
Alan does convection heat like a lizard. He just lays on a rock.
Yeah.
You can see it, because I'm actually spread eagling my body in my chair. I know this isn't video, but.
I live where the heat is kind of like an afterthought. It's like, oh, yeah, maybe we ought to put something in there just in case it gets cold in, you know, January or February.
So did you have your windows open today, Alan?
Yes, I did. It was very nice.
Yeah. Me too.
Fucker. You do what they do in some of the shit-ass fishing boats. It's just the, shit, it's cold in here. So they turn on the oven and open the door. And let me tell you, that's fucking nice. it goes from being 50 degrees inside to 55.
Well, yeah. It's the end of January, pretty much. So basically, winter's about over where I am.
Yeah, nice.
Winter's just getting started here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Well, yeah, this was the second big snow.
Yeah, January's the warm up with the warm up month. January's hold on to something, bitch, because it's about to get real.
Yeah.
February shit's about to get real month.
Yeah, yeah. February is where it fucks your noise up.
All right then. Maybe the NRA should have scheduled the Houston convention for like mid to late February.
Yeah, that would be.
No,
nice.
They actually should have had it in August. So that way people come down and they don't want to stay.
Yeah, come down in August and die.
It'd certainly get rid of the media people.
All the heat of Phoenix and all the humidity of Florida.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Jay, SHOT Show, did you encounter any of the media trolls?
No. I was actually talking to. One of the locals, I can't remember her blog right off the top of my head.
Oh,
but yeah, fail. I have her card. But anyway, she was saying that Las Vegas is very protective of the groups that book 75,000 person shows.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm.
So they got the word out that they would not tolerate any shenanigans. And we all know who founded Las Vegas, right? It was the mob.
Mo Green!
Yeah, when the mob says, don't fuck with these people, you don't fuck with these people because you end up in the middle of the desert hog-tied to a saguaro cactus.
Can you do it in the accent, Jay?
Yeah. It'd be a real shame if you would end up staked to an anthill somewhere in Nevada.
That was terrific.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was pretty good.
I can get my Guido on.
They don't answer Nevada, do they?
I can do Guido better than I can do Boston.
That's because you're the brown menace first, and you're Boston in second.
Oh. All right. Nice
camera. It'd be a shame if
so. Are we going to start the show?
Yeah, let's have some music.
Hey!
There we go. It's Thursday, January 24th, 2013. Woohoo!
Owner of a lonely heart.
Yeah, not happening.
Don't want to get sued?
Much better than owner of a broken heart.
You can do that. Just don't try to start singing Happy Birthday because they'll sue you all over the place.
Ooh, exactly. We'll sue you. Like the birthday police?
Yes.
Why do you think I sang the makeup birthday song?
Oh my gosh. That's why China is listening to us.
You think?
They have hired the Chinese to monitor podcasts. For anybody who plays Happy Birthday.
It could be.
Hey, and for those of you who think that Brina is crazy, remember the guys moved to Ruby Ridge because they were worried that the government was going to kill them, and they did.
Yeah. See?
So I'm just saying, Brina can't be crazy.
No. Oh, she can still be crazy.
Because she hasn't moved to Ruby Ridge? I'm confused.
No, Brina's in Ruby Ridge right now.
You know, that reminds me. You've seen there's a couple of different people that are saying they're like building a compound, right? There's one in like Montana, and somebody said they're going to build one in Texas. What's his name? Beck?
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck said he's going to build a giant compound in Texas.
Oh, dear God. A giant libertarian compound.
How about someplace you absolutely would not want to live?
Wyoming.
Northern Maine.
Go to Wyoming.
No, a libertarian compound. Good God. Can you imagine?
Hey, man, free weed.
Oh,
it'd be like one big annoying hipster convention.
Yes, have you ever been in a room full of libertarians? Oh my God!
I had a coworker who lived in Keene, New Hampshire. He has since left Keene for Wyoming, and because he was just like, oh my God, you know, he's like. You know, he said the Free State Project is nice, but the downside is you get all the anarcho libertarians that are like, oh, we're gonna play our music on big outdoor speakers and shoot machine guns at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, I gotta go to work.
Alan, I worked on the campaign for Carla Howell when she ran for Senate here in Mass in 2000. So. I got to meet a bunch of libertarians up close in person. And, yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Big fan of Carla. I wish she could have shown better. But the crowd that gets drawn is unusual. I would dispute hipster because they certainly don't rise to hipster levels much.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be fair, it's
Dave, right?
Think of the most inner nerdiest inner nerd that you can possibly imagine and then multiply it times 10. And that's your, you know, average group libertarian.
Those are the social ones.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, this guy that was complaining about the Free Staters, I mean, he was about as libertarian as the day is long. And, you know, absolutely the finest kind of fella as we would say in Maine. But I mean, just it's, the problem is you get like the super hardline crazy anarcho libertarians that are, you know, you could do it, you could do whatever you want so long as you don't hurt anybody, and I get to decide if it's hurting you or not. my right to swing my fists ends at your nose, but try to get me to stop to swing my fist, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What are you, an authoritarian? No, I just want to go to work tomorrow. I want to get some sleep. Shut up, man. You're the man.
Yeah. Quit telling me what to do.
You're not the boss of me now.
Yeah. They were the people that consistently scored bad on their plays well with others report card in kindergarten.
Oh, well, let's get a couple of topics out of the way before we get into our...
Well, you know what? I think that we need to first invite callers in, because this is kind of a little bit of a weird show.
Yes.
We're kind of topicless tonight. We're kind of, I'm kind of equating, you ever see on like Ace of Spades or like some of the bigger blogs, they'll just do kind of like a placeholder post, and it's like an open post and anybody can like,
yeah, play amongst yourselves.
Play amongst yourselves kind of thing. Call in, make comments.
I know those as the posts I don't read.
Yeah, I don't read them either. But those posts are for the people who do like,
yeah,
and interact on that blog all
and
the
get,
time.
They so, get 10,000 comments.
Yeah, it's like a open mic night or something.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're doing tonight here in the Squirrel Report. And so
it's an open mic night. So if you're lousy, yeah, playing the guitar, or you've got a shitty stand-up routine,
yeah,
or if you have sappy love poems that you want to read,
we're gonna
go ahead and call in.
Oh, wait, let me get my gong.
Yeah, Frida, you might want to rethink that.
I know.
I want at least one.
Anyway.
I want one sappy love poem.
I'm going to get my gong sound effect ready.
Oh, good. Okay. That'll be fun. Okay. But seriously, like if you have something to talk about, call in, bring it up. We'll talk about anything, answer any questions, et cetera. But we do kind of have like a fun little call-in topic tonight with the local legend thing. Yeah. Alan didn't put this in the blog post because we kind of thought about it. We came up with it after he wrote the blog post.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes along with weirds. What is it? Weird crypto? What?
Cryptozoology.
Yes. Skunk right. ape.
Skunk ape
Jersey
and
devil.
Chupacabra and we
all
have
the lawyers.
Yeah, all those things. So whatever is local to you, we want to hear it. Like if you have a local legend, there is a very famous local legend and it goes back for generations here, like in Lake County, Ohio. It's very specific. And it's like seriously a city over from me. We have this local legend of the melon heads in Lake County, Ohio.
That was good candy, man.
Those are the people that follow the Green Bay Packers, right?
No, those are cheeseheads. We have the melon heads.
Oh, okay.
And the
so they're the ones that follow the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
No, those are the Steamers.
Yes. Yeah, but the legend is that there was some kind of like doctor that had an orphanage. This is what I heard. So, and it's. Seriously, like in my
and by county, the way, this is all fucking true, people.
And of course it's true. People have seen the melon heads. So anyway, there's this doctor, and this was, you know, in the 40s or something. He was doing experiments on these kids in his orphanage. And they had like hydrocephalitis where the water on the brain thing, and he thought he could cure them, so he injected more stuff into their brain and their heads just got really, really big. And at a certain point they all went crazy and they set the place on fire and they killed the doctor, but escaped into the woods in Lake County, Ohio. And the thing for, you know, high schoolers is let's drive around and go into the woods and see if we can find the melon heads. And if you Google it, just Google melon heads, you'll find the thing. And, you know, there's different.
Didn't he sing Hurts So Good?
Hey.
There's different versions of the legend. And
hey,
it's,
baby, let's go look for some melon heads.
Right. Yeah.
John,
and
Cougar
there's
melon
a specific, there's a specific road in Lake County where you're supposed to go when you park your car and you go off into the woods and you look for the melon heads.
Oh boy.
And people have seen the melon head kids like wandering through the woods or standing
by. I would
by
totally put on a giant head and wander in the woods.
I know.
And by the way, there's no way possible, because this never ever happens, is you never go off into a secluded stretch of woods and also happen to drop a tab of acid. Because that never happens. Because, you know, people never do hallucinogens and then go for a walk in the woods.
No, never.
No, not ever. And so, but the legend started like a long time ago. But I was hearing it when I was in high school in the 90s. And I'm going to ask when I go back to work, I'm going to ask some of the kids who work at the library part-time, I'm going to ask, have you heard about the melon heads in Lake County? And, you know, but it's funny because as the suburban sprawl kind of spreads out into the country, the melon heads get farther out. So, you know, they used to be in Kirtland, which is like a city away from me, but now they're in Chardon. So they're kind of, the melon heads are kind of moving out into.
Are you suggesting that melon heads are migratory?
They migratory melon heads. Yes. They try to, you know, they're very shy, the melon heads. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's our local legend.
Don't feed
the
melon
heads. If you have one like that, please call in and tell us and amuse us. So.
Cool. Melon heads.
Yeah, melon heads.
Love it.
Ooh, they're in Connecticut, too.
Oh, there you go.
So Robert Farrago might be one.
He might be.
They have ventured into Connecticut. Yeah. I don't know.
No, it's a different kind of head.
No one has discovered whether the melon heads are actually like, have they, you know, continued the line of melon heads, like they've interbred and created more melon heads, or are they the ghosts of the original melon heads? That's kind of up for debate.
Hmm.
And we could have an in-depth debate about that.
Yeah.
By the way, for a call-in topic, one cryptid actually that I've done quite a bit of research on. Is you hear a lot about it, you know, I guarantee it's everywhere, but, you know, I hear a lot about it in all the woodsy northern New England places that I have frequented is koi dogs.
What? I've never heard of that.
The crossbreed between a coyote and a dog.
Is that possible?
It is physically possible, but it's, I would say it strongly fits into the pattern of a cryptid. Because there's not really any real documented cases of wild koi dogs being discovered, but you hear stories of these, you know, larger, more aggressive, you know strange acting coyotes, you know, in northern Maine and Vermont is where I've heard most of them. It's also most of the backwoods I've been stomping in. But essentially most of the stuff I've read about them essentially kind of states of the, yeah, if a feral dog, you know, if a feral bitch dog in heat encounters some coyotes, they're going to eat it.
Huh.
And so the idea that, you know, that,
who's eating candy?
Not me. It's probably Jay.
Jay.
What? Wasn't
what are you
me.
Eating?
He says the mouthful.
He didn't bring enough. He didn't bring enough for everyone.
Don't be a communist, Alan.
Hey, we have a couple of callers.
Good.
But before,
yes.
I take those calls, I found a nice gong.
Yay!
One ringy dingy.
That's a good one.
So,
do you remember the Gong Show? That was awesome.
Absolutely, I used to watch that all the time.
Yeah.
I remember seeing
everybody was stoned on that show.
I'm sure they were, but I remember seeing Howie Mandel before he was famous on that show.
Huh.
Back
when he had hair and he was doing his glove on the head thing even then.
Yeah. Before he hit it big with
yes.
What was it? Which
Bobby's
which medical show was he on?
I don't
was
know.
It St. Elsewhere?
Bobby's World.
No, not Bobby's World. Was he on, was it Marcus Welby, MD?
I don't remember.
Doogie Howser.
Anyway, let's take a caller.
Okay.
Let's take MDev because he's been on the line. Hello, MDev.
Well, hello. And I want to give a special thanks to Weird for referencing Bobby's World. I haven't heard a reference in probably 10 years. And now I'm going to have to go dig up that old shit because I fucking love that show.
I'm sure it's on Netflix because everything's on Netflix.
Right.
Oh, if it's on Netflix, I'm going to lose a weekend. Don't even tell me that.
Well, MW, I think that you kind of already had a lost weekend, yes?
I had. No. That was not a lost weekend. That was a splendid weekend.
Okay.
My wife and I went away with another couple friends, you know, couple friends of ours, and the guy out of this. Well, first of all, this is a pretty rare like event because all of our other couple friends, either I can't stand the guy or she can't stand the girl or whatever, and this is like the one other couple that we both, you know, liked hanging out with.
Is this?
And
okay, go ahead.
So we,
this is a three-way we're talking about, right?
I know, I'm afraid.
It's what it sounds like.
Okay, go ahead.
No.
Sorry. The science is settled.
Anyway. This is our
There's
first
nothing wrong with it, man.
We don't get to that until at least our first summer camp. He brews his own beer and makes his own wine.
Excellent.
So he's always into that kind of stuff, and we've gone over his house to crush grapes and do all that kind of stuff. And my wife does not drink beer or wine. She's a cocktail person, you know. And he made it his mission to find a beer that she would like and a wine. And, you know, she was pretty supportive. And early in the first night, she discovered that she loves hard cider. And that was how the rest of the weekend was spent.
Oh, nice. Hard cider is good stuff.
Drinking. Yep.
Alan.
Yeah.
I like it.
And she tried a dark one, and she tried a light one, and it went really well. So
you're still talking about cider,
right?
That's
my weekend. Yeah. Oh, this is the wrong calling show for me.
Sorry, MDiv.
It was at this point that the Duke boys realized they were in big trouble.
Me having to say, this is not DC.
No, it isn't. I'm sorry. This is not Vicious Circle.
The ghost of Vicious Circle.
Vicious Circle is a cryptid.
So that was my.
You were the pernicious canids.
I gotta say one other thing. I had the weirdest moment in the world.
Oh, do tell.
So, like I said, we've hung out with this couple before, but we've never.
See, this is where the story starts.
It is.
At the moment. Okay, go ahead.
I never thought this would happen to me.
No. We've never gone on vacation with them, you know. So I was like, well, I don't know what. And I should also add that we didn't take a car. We just took his car. He drove.
I swear to God, this is turning into Penthouse Letters.
I promise this has nothing to do with it.
Oh, God, so anyway, I kissed it laughing.
Long story short, I didn't know, like, being that we were sharing, it was two hotel rooms, but it was one suite. I didn't, like, know what the spot it was. I'm going to hang up and not tell my story.
Sorry, you have to finish now. You have to finish.
Yeah, you have to. You have to finish now.
And so we're back.
I finished.
Super long story short. I hate you all. Super
we
long
love
story
you.
Short,
we
you
love
all.
You. Go ahead with your story. I'm sorry.
I didn't really know what the etiquette was about. Do I let them know that, you know, that I've got a handgun in my bag? Do I bring it up? Do I not bring it up? Do I just, you know, whatever.
You don't say anything.
And then
anything.
I go, hopefully there's one of those little, you know, hotel safes or whatever, and then I'll just steal that, and that'll be the end of it, right? So long story short, we're unpacking, and I, like, quietly sneak around into the shared living room where the hotel safe is, and I open up the safe, and it just got like the combination, you know, printed on top so you program your own. And I go to open it, and it's already open. And I look down, and well, good to know, his carry piece was already there. So
excellent.
The entire drive up, I was like, should I say anything? Should I not say anything? And then it was like, oh,
well, it turns out you picked out pick good friends, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was his carry piece? Was it a black one?
You know what? No, it was a third generation Smith.
And it was never calling in again.
Oh, your friend is Zirkul.
Or too old to work. MDiv, did you steal his ammo? Because I would have.
Yeah. I need that.
That shit's
expensive.
You know
what? I don't shoot 9 millimeter.
Somebody in chat says whose was bigger.
Don't worry, he'll call back next week, people.
Well, let me, then, you know what? I'll leave it this way. His was longer, but mine leaves a bigger hole.
Oh. Okay.
That's what she said.
All righty, then.
Thanks for calling him, Deb.
Thank you, MDev.
Oh, yeah. Hang up on me now.
Alan, give him the gong.
Oh, do you want a gong? I'll give you a gong. There. See you, man.
Hear the gong. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you.
I'm crying laughing.
Oh, God.
That gong makes me want to start singing Jungle Boogie.
Oh, it is the same one, isn't it?
The what?
The gong. Jungle Boogie. Jungle
Boogie. Get it up. It sounds like the, what the hell?
Get up with the get down.
No.
Shake it around.
Gilda Radner. One ringy. No, not Gilda
Radner.
No. Oh, that's Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin, thank you.
She is a gay homosexual.
Gilda Radner? She's dead.
Gilda Radner's not gay.
No.
Wasn't gay.
But Lily Tomlin is queer.
Oh, Lily Tomlin. Bill. Oh, yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Because she's funny as hell.
Let's take another call.
All right.
This one's from Lebanon, Ohio.
Hello.
Area code 513, Lebanon, Ohio.
It's Aaron, caller. Guys.
You're on the air.
Oh.
Hello.
It's Aaron.
Hello. Hi, Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
I was calling in because I have a cryptozoologist story from Loveland, Ohio, from where I grew up.
What is with Ohio? Do you have like a bunch of weird stuff in Ohio or what?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I guess so. Okay.
Yeah. The Loveland Frogmen, apparently.
What?
Yeah. They're between 3 and 4 feet tall. And they're covered with leathery skin and have webbed hands and feet.
Ooh, cool.
The most interesting characteristic is their distinctly frog-like heads.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
They've only been seen, like, 3 times. The most recent was, I think, in, like, 1972, and that was near the Ohio River. But yeah, apparently they're well known, and y'all always talk about kids going down to like the Little Miami and Ohio River to look for the frogmen.
I have never heard of that one before.
I wonder if duct tape sticks to them.
I doubt it.
Lovely.
So there you go. Deep ones. They're not just for Massachusetts anymore.
Frogman. I'm going to have to look that up. Ohio's a weird spot, apparently.
Well, there's a hellmouth there.
There's an entire book called
Steelers.
Weird Ohio. And it's by the same guys who wrote Weird USA. If you Google it, there's all sorts of crazy stories from Ohio.
I'm going to have to look that up. That's funny. That was the big joke. That was the big joke at the end of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Have you ever watched that? Nobody except me and Alan.
Yeah.
But anyway, the big joke at the end of the very like the last episode of the entire series, there's Hellmouth in Cleveland. And that's, where they went, apparently, or something after.
Like in a grocery store or something.
Yeah. There's always a
it's a wall. That's that Walmart, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, the gates to hell are in Cincinnati. They're connected to the old subway system because Cincinnati never completed their subway.
Uh-huh.
And so now I guess it was a gang who decided that they were going to create some sort of demonic portal in one of the openings to the subway. So now the gates to hell are also found.
Of course.
More like the cloaca to hell, but.
Train 315, leaving for hell. All aboard.
For Acheron.
For what? Hell, Akron, and parts in between.
Next so stop, strange. Wonderland.
Next, Wonderland.
Oh, yeah, that was my story. Just wanted to throw my two cents.
Great.
That's a good one.
Ohio. That is a good one.
Hey Jay, as the one true mass hole here, is the Wonderland T stop, is it named after the dog track, or was it named after, is the dog track named after the stop, which is named after something else?
Repeats the hell out of me.
The what?
There's a I think it is named after
the racetrack.
After on the blue line in Massachusetts, and yep. I was telling my wife about this.
Ego Swifty.
We were taking the blue line to the airport, and this train is bound for Wonderland, and Mrs. Weird was like, Wonderland? Why the fuck would you call a T stop Wonderland? And I'm like, there's a dog track called Wonderland, but I didn't know if the Wonderland dog track
Wonderland was named... amusement park.
Oh,
that's what it's named after.
Okay. Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's much less entertaining than the dog park.
All right, more cryptids.
Yeah,
more beer.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Aaron.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. But by the way, I am like super. Speaking of, it's technically no longer a cryptid, but it was a cryptid. The Discovery Channel this weekend is airing the first ever footage of a giant squid hunting in its natural habitat.
Cool.
And I'm like super excited about it and pissed off I actually don't have cable.
You can get it on BitTorrent, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll be able to find it after the fact.
Weird, but it'll be on E-Fucked within 3 days.
But the
they'll Photoshop it, so it won't.
I'm excited to see because I was listening to a cephalopod expert talking on the Pendulette podcast about it, and like one of the big things he was discussing is that because the oxygen levels are so low down at that depth, it may not be quite as voracious a predator as people are suspecting. There aren't really any top predators down at that depth. Just because they just can't get the cellular energy to do all the crazy vicious shit that top predators do, and so it may actually be more of a passive hunter.
Well, that's maybe why it gets so big, because if it lived up where actual like sharks and shit lived, then they'd probably eat it.
Yeah. Well, there are some. I mean, the seven gill will go down almost that deep. Probably not quite as that deep, but those things are fucking big and mean.
I love it when they find something in the ocean that they thought didn't exist, like the coelacanth.
Yep.
And it's like, oh yes, this is extinct. Everybody, and then some dude fished one up, and I was like, oh.
But no, some dude didn't just fish one up. Some dude discovered an African tribe where that was their main staple food.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
really
the thing.
Good
is,
at hiding.
Yeah.
I posted a link like before the show started in the chat on the I'll post it again, the International Cryptozoology Museum, which happens to be in Portland, Maine, and they've got the opening exhibit is essentially former cryptids.
Oh, cool!
It's a cow fetus.
You would be fucking amazed at some of the shit that was cryptids, like. The thing that blew my mind was wildebeests.
Oh.
Cryptids. I'm like, there are so fucking many of those things.
Yeah, they're just running around all over the place. Yeah,
except for because they were in isolated parts of Central Africa where the white settlers hadn't quite been yet. People would tell stories about these things. They're like, you guys are crazy.
Huh.
There ain't any crazy African cows running around.
Interesting.
You know, so, I mean, there's, you know, it's not all stuff like, I mean, the okapi I get, you know, the okapi, you know, lives off in the jungle. Yeah. And they're all camouflaged and stuff, you know, that they're a little hard to find, but for a long time, the wildebeest was known through folklore, you know, through word of mouth, but it was over a century of it, of people hearing about them before they actually killed one and submitted it to museums as a holotype.
Oh, hey, we got another caller.
Woo!
Area code 270 in Bentonville, Kentucky.
Hello, Alan.
Is that a place?
Hello, yeah. Alan.
Hello.
I know who this is.
It's Sean.
Speaking of cryptids.
Well, yes, I also have cryptids in, of course, there's a very famous cryptid from Scotland. And I'm not talking about mother-in-law. My drinking buddy, this monster, where he's one of the few gentlemen, I use the term loosely, that shares a certain size of a part of his anatomy. So therefore, we get together every twice a month and drink heavily. Usually off stuff we've scared and boat us away from the boats and taken the booze. It's quite pleasant.
Free booze is the best booze, Sean.
Damn straight. And all the knickers I can make a nest out of.
Nest.
Oh, God.
Knicker Nest needs to be a punk band.
Yeah. It does.
Not enough.
Hunker Scott.
I need to quilt for myself and my friend, the Loch Ness Monster. Keep him warm in the winter. It's balls cold out there, you know.
It is. And foggy.
That's a good point, the Loch Ness Monster. That's like the most famous one, don't you think?
Yes, see.
The most famous.
I would definitely say it's one of the most famous ones.
Yeah.
Nessie or Sasquatch?
I would say between Nessie
or Loch versus 1911 of the cryptozoologist world.
It is.
Kind of, yeah. Beans versus no beans.
I'll bet there are fist fights. When cryptozoologists go out drinking, I'll bet it devolves into fist fights over Nessie, Bigfoot. And again, they start brawling. Of course, they're scrawny nerds, so it's humorous.
Yep. Well, Loch Ness. Yep. Go ahead, Sean.
It's just hilarious to watch those little geeks go at it. I mean, it's like monkeys playing and throwing feces at each other. It's truly amazing.
Oh shit.
Actually, by the way, one of the whole, I mean, you know, the you could say the Sasquatch, you could push it onto a broader thing, because just about every continent and every area has their, you know, giant ape that lives in the wilderness. Definitely one anthropological thought behind it, behind why all these cultures all talk about, you know, a giant. Ape living off in the wilderness that no one can really seem to track down and locate is a Homo erectus, which was one of the last non-human hominids that lived, and it was I think about 8 feet tall, and it was a vegetarian what people believe is that the early humans ate them all.
Oh, wow!
But yeah, there was definitely at least an eight foot herbivorous creature that lived amongst the peoples.
I'm telling you, I know the reason behind those stories. Chicken.
What?
I don't think it tastes like chicken, but if you'll notice, everyone in the world has stories about, you know, giant ape monsters roaming the woods, acting kind of crazy. Well, remember, every nation in the world, everywhere where there's humans, there are also mother-in-laws. I think you should look at the correlation between those two things, and we'll find the truth.
Also, to be fair, if we're thinking about something that's large, crazy, and hairy, every nation in the world has had a drunk Sean Connery at one point or another.
I thought you were talking about me for a minute there.
Yeah, you're not hairy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen a bald Sasquatch.
Jay's
Rita has
back.
Seen my back. So.
Jay's back.
Yeah, but
and know. His front.
Yeah, I've seen
everywhere but the top of his head.
Yeah. It'd be hard to hide in the woods. What's that shiny thing over there?
It's Clinton.
you just smear it with dung and you'll be all right.
Hey, I don't knock your baiting habits.
Okay, that brings up the somebody was talking about the Homo erectus. They were talking about
stop saying erectus. Stop it. Okay, go ahead.
It's a scientific term.
I made him laugh. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to start talking about Uranus next.
Oh, great.
No, they're talking about
James Yeager.
Did you see?
You're making me randy.
Did you see the article about looking for a host mother to breed a Neanderthal?
I think it's very wrong. It makes me sad. The one lonely Neanderthal wandering the world all by himself. No girl Neanderthal to keep him company. It's very sad.
I happen to subscribe to the method that that probably most of us are a little bit Neanderthal.
They've actually found, I think it's Northern European and somewhere else, Chinese, I think, or somebody
there was one museum that took one of the Neanderthal flesh out generations where they took the skeleton and they just attached all the muscles to where they would need to be and essentially built a Neanderthal out of a Neanderthal casting and then they stood it up and dressed it in a suit and he looked German.
Well, no, they say Northern, if you're of Northern European descent, you probably have some Neanderthal DNA in you.
I'm one quarter German, just so you know.
That makes so much fucking sense.
You're 1/16th Neanderthal.
That's right. If I saw Homo erectus in my backyard, I'd eat the motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'd throw him on the goddamn grill, because you know what? That'll be tasty. It is not cannibalism if it is not your species.
That's true.
Hawks eat pigeons.
So that would be bestiality if you never mind.
No.
Well, I mean, I would also.
Yes. Although, yes, it would probably. Technically.
I wonder if they had big tits.
Oh, I guarantee they do. If they're 8 feet tall, their tits are going to be proportional. Or maybe not, actually. Humans are remarkably massive in their mammaries. Well, no, they are.
Let me just say, not everything is proportional. Just saying.
I'm a grower, not a shark.
I'm just putting that out there. I'm not even going to... Anyway.
Just pull on it a little bit.
Let's move on.
Never thought it could happen to me.
Yeah.
Dear Squirrel Report Forum.
Yeah, I'm moving on. Not everything is proportional.
Definitely. Can we talk a little bit about bore diameter?
No.
No.
Remember, if it starts with anything less than 4.
Oh, Sean, hang up. Oh. Too bad. So anyway, our number, 214-530-0036.
I want some koi dog stories.
Hey, you weird.
Yes?
We could shoot them. With ARs.
Yeah, that's right. No, right. There's, I was trying to think of a cryptid that's around Texas that besides Chupacabra, because that's so.
Everybody knows that one.
It's just lame. Actually, you know what ruined? Chupacabra used to be this weird local thing that nobody ever heard of until the freaking X-Files. And then it's like, oh, Chupacabra.
Well, also the Chupacabra is a fairly new one. Like I was actually surprised with all the with all the Chupacabra nonsense that really you didn't start hearing about it until I think the 60s. I'd have to look that up and I don't feel like typing right now. but Chupacabra stories are very, very, very modern.
Yeah.
You know, compared to things like, Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster and, the Kraken.
The Kraken! Release the Kraken!
Which is actually fucking real.
Yeah.
For those of you with Netflix, there's actually a great documentary on the colossal squid and the Humboldt squid. It's called Squid Invasion.
Ooh.
It's a two part one. One's on the colossal squid that the New Zealand boat fishing in the Antarctic caught, and they've actually got the footage that they took of it when they were pulling up the net that it got tangled in. So you can actually see it while it was still alive, and that's fucking cool.
1970s weird.
Yep. That's a little too recent for me really to pass my smell test. Skunk Ape's older than that.
Yeah, Skunk Ape's older. Jersey Devil.
Jersey Devil's way older than that. Because I gotta say, a fire breathing kangaroo is far more believable than the chupacabra.
Oh yeah.
Jay, do you have any like local legends around you?
None that spring readily to mind. Not from eastern Massachusetts. Other than like the pretty Southie wife, but
The what?
The attractive Southie wife.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, some are pretty banged up.
All stove in. Sorry, there may be a lot of beer involved here.
Yeah.
What was that sound effect?
Never mind. That sound?
Yes.
That's my computer.
What?
My computer has like these little ridges on it. I'm running my fingernail on it.
I thought your computer was rooting for truffles.
Yeah.
No.
There's a Texas, kind of a north eastern Texas cryptid that not many people know about is the Goat Man.
Ooh.
Goat Man.
Yes, the Goat Man.
What is the story of the Goat Man?
Well, it's like a dude with like the head of a goat with like horns and shit.
So like a Pan sort of character?
Yeah, kind of.
Is he horny? Does he run around?
Does he have the huge cock like they have in the Roman myths? No, seriously, anyone look up any fucking ancient Roman or Greek statues of the satyrs. Yeah,
any satyr.
Yeah.
Big penis.
Yeah, they're as disproportionate as the Japanese tanukis.
Well, this was actually reported like in the 60s. Somebody was like, good man.
Drugs. Lots and lots of drugs in the 60s.
While they were looking for the mouth of hell?
Yeah.
Ew. No, they were looking for the melon heads. That's right. John Cougar Melonheads.
John Cougar Melonheads.
And so is there an origin story to the Goat Man? How did the Goat Man come about?
I don't know.
Deal with the devil, helping a goat.
I never really heard an origin story. It's just the.
Oh, there's the Dover Demon.
Ooh.
Oh, I've actually heard of that one. No, I don't know. What's the Dover Demon?
Dover, Massachusetts. Oh, spotted on my birthday. Cool.
Tell me more.
It is, let's see, green eyes, smooth, chalky gray toned skin, 3 feet tall, made a blood-curdling noise similar to a hawk screech combined with a snake's hiss. Ooh. Nice. It looks like a little tiny dinosaur
with a bad attitude. Drugs.
Yeah. I'm guessing beer was involved. It was Dover. Yeah.
Better Dover, Mass than Dover, Foxcroft, Dover Foxcroft, Maine.
Well, Dover, New Hampshire. Norfolk County, yeah.
Okay.
Charles.
214-530-0036. And we have a caller. It's Dennis.
Dennis!
Dennis!
folks.
Hey, Dennis.
I know that dude.
Hi. Hi, Brita. How are you?
I'm good. I have a really
excellent... You better be telling me about some Croatian cryptids.
Can I just pimp Dennis for a minute? Or Dennis's leather goods? Anyway. I got a belt from Dennis this past week. And I'm going to be blogging it very soon with pictures. But, Dennis, I got to say that this belt is incredible. And,
very cool.
Honestly, if my gun fails, I'm going to whip off my belt and beat the guy to death. Because it is like, seriously, it's like an iron hoop. Really, it's really stiff and really thick leather. It's terrific.
It's a melee weapon.
It's like,
a belt. It's
a
melee
weapon.
Itself.
You're good. I know. It's terrific. Anyway. Right,
and since we're talking about Dennis's leather belts being so stiff and rugged and talking about
and
cryptids,
thick.
The hell did you manage to kill the minotaurs that use the skin?
Oh, for crying out loud. You know? Okay. Well, on that note, it's funny that you guys mentioned the Jersey Devil just a little while ago because I grew up in South Jersey. And the stories of the Jersey Devil, I mean, is, you know, every kid gets the bejesus scared out of him one night, you know, while he's growing up with the Jersey Devil, you know. But that story's actually been around since, if I'm not mistaken, like 1725.
I think that is correct. I dated a girl who was a Piney, and
if you've ever been in the Pine Barrens in Jersey, you will understand how freaking scary that place is.
Well, I grew up in Cherry Hill, Marlton, which borders the Pine Barrens, and you know, Friday night after high school, going out, get a case of beer, and go have a bonfire somewhere in the Pineys. It's a big, desolate, very foreboding place. You don't want to be there at night because it's scary as shit.
You just described all of New Jersey.
No, believe me. It's weird because, you know, I bag on Jersey a lot, but it's actually a very pretty state. I mean, as far as the south part is. The north part.
Provided it's in your rear view.
The north part, not so much. But the Pine Barrens is like this really foreboding. You get a sense of approaching Mordor when you're going through the Pine Barrens. I mean,
Oh yeah.
You know,
they call it the Pine Barrens for a reason. It's very sandy soil. It's very aerated. So anything that grows is very short. You know, scrub pines is really all that grow there. And you walk through the Pine Barrens, the trees are only 8-9 foot tall through the majority of the Pine Barrens. They're really
same
not
height
all
as
that
Homo erectus. Maybe that's where they live.
Yeah, okay. No, that's where they live. That's where they came from. And they farmed cranberries in the bogs down there. That's what they did. But anyway, I wanted to call just to say hi to you guys. And once again, thank you very much for last week and letting me co-host or guest host, because that was really a blast, and I just wanted to
Before you go, Dennis, please tell me your grandpappy told you some stories of some scary shit in Croatia.
No. Where they came from was the islands just off the coast of Croatia, between Italy and Croatia up north. And they weren't really into telling scary stories. They were just into drinking heavily, getting drunk, and passing out.
The scary monsters in Croatia are called the Russians.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi and thanks again for letting me co-host last week. And,
well, you're welcome.
And have a great evening, guys.
Thanks.
By the way, Dennis. Did you get my email?
Yes. Oh, yes, I did. One more thing. Yes, I did. My wife was listening last week through the whole show, and she called in but was on hold too long, and then she had to hang up, which would have been funny. She's in the other room on the phone with me on the over Skype. but she wanted to make the comment for you, Weird, no, you don't have to worry about duct tape. I'm a leather worker. I'll just bring leather straps.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, you know, she was like, that's the comment I want. I'm like, excuse me? She goes, oh, come on. It's funny. I'm like, yeah, okay, thanks.
All I got to say is the hotel is booked. It's on like Donkey Kong.
All right.
Hey, you guys won the bridal suite in Pittsburgh.
Yes, I got your email, and thanks a bunch. I'll definitely be going down. I don't know if she's going to make the trip or not, because it's in the middle of kids still in school and the whole nine yards. It depends if we can get her mom to actually, you know, house sit for a few days.
I guarantee you can get a good price for all of them.
Okay, y'all can talk about that offline.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. Wow.
We gotta broadcast it over there. If you're going to sell children, it's good to get some, you know, get some ears out.
We got another caller.
Hello, caller.
This one's from Olympia, Washington. I bet you there's a Sasquatch out there.
There might be, but I'm still in Hawaii, so I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
Bradley, are there any kind of local legends in Hawaii that you know of?
I'm sure there are, but I don't know about them yet. You know,
you need to talk to some Hawaiians.
Well, it's more the Hawaiians don't talk to us,
because,
you know, I'm a house.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Hawaiians are very racist.
They're racist. Yeah, Christina was telling us about that over dinner.
Yeah.
Don't they hate everybody who's not actually born in Hawaii, like, for six generations?
Yes.
Maine's just like that.
Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, but at least Maine in Maine, like your parents are your grandparents, too.
Yeah. So I called, like I posted earlier in chat, and it's sort of an open call night, you know.
Yes.
Once again, I had to move, and my dad has screwed me over. And then he calls me and gloats about it. You know, what? I moved to Germany, and I couldn't take some of my rifles because, you know, they were evil, dangerous, verboten calibers. So my dad got those rifles, he shot all the ammo, and then he sends me a letter going, hey, I'm out of 5120, you need to load up more ammo and send it to me.
Nice.
So it's thanks, Dad. I moved to Washington State. I get ATF 414s, and I bring in the silencers that I got in Germany because, you know, I was required to have them in Germany. And
yeah, see, wait. Before you go on, that's a weird little quirk of law that in Germany, suppressors are like almost like mandatory.
Depending on where you're shooting, your car. A lot of the ranges, if you don't have a silencer, they don't let you shoot.
Right.
You know, we can't disturb our neighbors.
Right.
Be polite, man. Yeah. It's a silencer.
It's Germans. They're polite.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. Not a problem. So, and then I moved to Washington, set up a trust, bring them in. It's all well and good. Then I get a job offer in Hawaii, and I find out Hawaii hates guns.
Yes.
So no fun things. So I add my dad to the trust. I give him a short-barreled rifle. I give him my silencers and all those fun things. I've been in Hawaii about 2 weeks, and he calls me. And I'm at my friend's house. We're at a barbecue, so I've got him on speakerphone. I'm like, what's that noise? Well, oh, I'm using your rifle and your ammo and your can. Hey, you put a little motor oil in it. It's really damn quiet. Listen to this. Click. Ping. You son of a... Damn it.
Part of me is glad that suppressors are illegal in Massachusetts, because I would have no money. I would have no money, and I would still be renting, because it would just be one of those things of the, yeah, I'd put a suppressor on fucking everything, because they are just so goddamn awesome.
They
it's the only NFA item that I absolutely covet.
I want a short barrel rifle.
Yeah.
You short barrel rifle with a suppressor?
Yes.
Yes.
300 blackout.
That makes it normal length.
Yep.
I like the idea of a pocket 10/22.
300 blackout, man.
I really do.
Short barrel, suppressor. We weren't going to talk about guns on this show.
So. That's right. No guns. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
It was a call-in topic.
Yep. That's right.
We opened the lines.
Okay. Well, I'll get off and let someone else call in.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. again, that call-in number, 214-530-0036, and there's like 15 people in chat that hadn't called in yet. So y'all get off your butts, pick up the phone, and call.
We still haven't heard any koi dog stories.
That's right.
We're going to talk about waxing weird if you don't call in.
Oh.
Yep. I'll talk about the new gun I bought. Oh, I'm just kidding. They don't have any.
Yeah.
They're all out.
We did have other topics, though.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, Jay, I want to hear about your topic. I intentionally did not look into it because I wanted to hear your account of it.
I just saw the headline. Tom Cruise got swatted.
Now you have to explain
apparently
what swatting
somebody
is.
Called in to the police at wherever he lives and said that there was an armed intruder on the premises. So they, you know, rolled out the SWAT teams and whatnot. And I just found it hysterical that we'd been talking about swatting and what happened to Tom Scientology Cruise.
It makes perfect sense because 4chan's got a hard on against the guy.
What's that?
I'm surprised it hadn't happened before.
Yeah, 4chan hates anything Scientologist, and they're the exact people that would.
I thought you said chance. Yeah. I was like, really?
I think 4chan probably invented swatting.
Wouldn't surprise me. They've got all those like malicious hacks down to a science.
I kind of think of 4chan kind of like the mafia. You really don't want to piss them off.
No.
Good point.
You want to stay on their good side, and you kind of want to, you know, if they come in the room, you're kind of like,
oh, yeah, don't suck up to them. It's unbecoming.
So for any 4chan people listening, I'm a charging my lasers.
Charging my lasers. Somebody stole my bucket. Anyway. So that was the one thing. Tom Cruise got swatted, which is apparently getting to be a real problem, the whole swatting thing.
Good. Maybe it'll get people to rein in their fucking SWAT teams.
I doubt it.
No, I doubt it.
They got to justify their budget somehow.
That's right. They gotta keep their phony baloney jobs. But yeah, that's actually becoming a big thing because a lot of people don't realize this, that it's very easy to spoof your telephone number.
Rob Allen does it all the time.
Yeah. All you need is a PBX and a trunk line. And the stupid phone company, you know, they, whatever number you claim you are, they'll go, okay. And actually they have, you know, there's stuff you can do that'll spoof your cell phone number. I mean, it's crazy. So what people do is they spoof the number of the place that they're pretending to call from. And then they'll go, you know, it's either, oh yeah, there's a guy with a gun breaking in, or they'll claim to be the person that lives there and say, I just shot my family and I'm going to kill myself and blah, 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 you know, something like that. So, you know, you get a knock on the door, you're, you know, innocent homeowner who just got swatted. You get some, you know, 2 a.m. knock on the door, you know, and you're like answering the door, you know, it doesn't take much to imagine that somebody's going to die one of these days from one of these things. So,
well, I mean, you have that, but also, I don't know, like what would happen to you if somebody did that to you and the SWAT team came to your house? And like somebody like us with guns, like somebody breaks my door, I start shooting. I mean, I'm not even asking questions.
Yeah, you're going to die.
Yeah.
They'll make sure.
Is that the point?
Yes.
Of the whole thing?
Nice. Sure is.
I think that's the ultimate aim.
Yep.
Well, I think they'll get their wish eventually, I'm sure.
I think so. I think sooner or later it's going to happen. Well, that was depressing. The other thing, since this is not a serious show, we're going to talk about the funniest, most comical thing there is right now, which is the TSA. Which, while the consequences of what they do is not funny, they themselves are fucking hilarious. They've decided to ditch the X-ray scanners.
They told us we're safe.
They swore up and down we're safe, even though they never tested them or never had any, you know, didn't follow proper procurement procedures in the first place and blah, 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 blah. And now all of a sudden they're getting rid of them like you know, they're all like turned off and getting moved out. And they, these things were like expensive.
Oh yeah, when we flew out to Colorado, Logan did not have any of the millimeter scanners yet. They may have them now, but they still had all the propaganda for them up. And so it was one of those, your safety is our concern. I posted it on my blog. Yeah. Your safety is our concern. Yada, yada. Here's the backscatter X-ray technology, you know, blah, 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 blah. And all of that. And every single one of them was shut down. Yeah. You know, there was like five or six of them in the terminal we were in. And everyone was just going through the conventional metal detectors because they've been declared unsafe by the TSA and the government.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those cancer clusters pop up.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? In the ultimate of irony, you know who's going to get the cancer are the TSA people.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Know, that's going to be the
proving
cancer.
Proving that even God has a sense of humor and hates the TSA.
Yeah, it's going to be all those people had to stand there for 8 hours a day next to the damn things.
I know that there was those sorts of scanners, the backscatter ones, were like kind of a big concern among the amputee community. I don't know if we are a community, but it was a big concern because they would make amputees get X-rayed numerous times every time they flew. So like, you know, they'd scan your leg and then they say, oh, that's not good enough, we need to do it again. And it was like over and over and over. So people were being like exposed multiple times. And so, you know, people were like, what's going to happen to me? I keep getting, you know, I keep getting zapped by this machine. Is there some, you know, I'm going to get cancer? What's, you know? And of course they were like, oh no, it's safe. But now they're,
well, you know, they wouldn't let you carry a radiation badge through of any kind.
Yep. Yep, and they don't have all of our equipment that has radiation sources in it has to have an OSHA safety placard that says, you know, how much what's the emitter source. And when was the last time it was tested? When was it calibrated? You know, what levels does it emit? What's the safe dosage? And they require you to wear a radiation badge when you're working with it. I mean, it's just so simple. I mean, it's one of those, the dental hygienist steps out of the room.
Right.
Every time they zap you with that. And that's also, you know, one of those, you know, quote unquote low level radiation dosages.
Yeah, the big lead apron.
Yeah,
yeah. They don't want to get a whiff of it, and they certainly don't want any part that they're not looking at getting a whiff of it.
Yeah, and yet here are these people standing there all day long, like, you know, without anything.
Those are just open phone booths.
Yeah. Yeah, and think, you know, well, I don't know. It's probably one of those things where it's like a marginal increase in your chance of cancer, you know, kind of one of those, you know, if you were going to get it, now you're going to get it like sooner.
But let's face it. If you work for the TSA, you're considerably higher than the general population to have bathtub crank.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
That'll increase your cancer too. So,
yeah.
So hopefully the TSA will just die out like the,
That would be nice.
You know, the next time I fly is going to be the first time I fly with a robo leg.
Cool.
So I don't know how that's going to go.
I know it's going to go. The TSA are going to come up to you and you're going to eat them.
Are you saying the TSA is Homo erectus weird?
I certainly am.
Throw them on the grill.
I will have to say that. You know, if you don't believe me, you know, there's only one way to be sure that the TSA does indeed taste like pork ribs.
Got to cook them and find out. Mm. Hey, we got a caller.
You ate their liver with some Chianti and some fava beans.
It's from Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey. Who needs to turn her radio down?
Hello?
Hello?
Turn the radio down.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I turned it down.
Yay. You are on live.
This is Samara.
Yes, it is. Hello.
Yay!
Hello. I'm calling because I actually had a bad experience with the TSA. I went through one of their scanners, and I have an IUD. And they actually pointed out and said, "What is that to me?"
Oh,
you tried to blow them up?
Oh, no.
Not IUD.
An IUD, yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, actually, that's actually really scary. This is through the backscatter.
It would have had to have been because the radio wave one wouldn't have seen it.
Wow, I mean that's actually scary. That's some fairly deep penetration because that has to penetrate to several tissue layers. To get to that. No, seriously. I'm not being gross here. This is the biologist talking.
Yep.
Are you just like saying deep penetration? Admit it.
No, that's that actually goes through. I mean, there certainly is data that says that backscatter, that what the TSA claims on the backscatter x-rays are that, you know, it very well, if everything they say is true, it's not dangerous because it's just a whiff. It's just a puff of radiation, and it's just a puff of radiation, and it's mostly augmented by the computer software. But if they can see internally implanted medical devices, that is way more radiation than you need to be tasting.
Yeah. If they're looking for hidden weapons, yeah.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is all someone has to do is shove a bomb up their fart locker and they'll get right through.
Yeah, but if you're a frequent flyer, they'll wave you right through. Sorry. I know we're not supposed to be talking.
So did they act like they'd never seen anything like that before? Or?
Pretty much. I mean, they asked me what it was and they wouldn't let me leave until I told them what it was.
Oh.
And I didn't get tied down or anything, but I mean, the fact that they tell you, "Oh, we can't see those things, you know, we can't see stuff like that,"
they lie.
You know, they actually pointed it out clearly.
Yeesh.
That's awful.
Wow, man.
Yeah, freaky.
Yeah, that is absolutely blowing my mind. Is you know, I thought even with an improperly calibrated machine that was giving off too much radiation, for the fact that it could see something like that is
the fact that it's even capable of putting out that much radiation is troublesome.
And the worst part is it was the woman behind her.
Oh,
okay, I made that up.
Oh dear. They let you through though, right?
Yeah, they let me through, but I mean my daughter was with me. I was bringing her to the gate because she was flying.
Ah, okay.
And having, you know, a 8-year-old daughter at the time, 8 or 9 years old, you know, having to say that in front of her, not knowing what it is.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she's probably already freaking out. What are they doing? Yeah, kids don't get the TSA at all. You know, they're like,
"Well, she's been through there, so she knows, you know, she knows what they do and everything."
Does she know what they do? What do those people do? They do fucking nothing, and they take mommy and daddy's money.
I instruct my son to fart as much as he can. Like, pal, here you go. Have some broccoli, true. Brussels sprouts.
If you could drop a Duke in your pants, it will totally be forgiven.
Oh boy!
It's $20 if you take a shit right when they start feeling.
So since you're on the phone, are there any cryptids in Corpus Christi?
I've heard stuff about Chupacabra, but I've never really seen one.
Yeah.
So I've just heard people say the Chupacabra did it.
Ooh.
So when the TSA is asking for what this strange object is in your uterine area, it is a chupacabra.
I should have said that. See?
Yeah.
But then I might have gotten arrested.
I don't. they can't. TSA can't really arrest you. They can call the cops over, and the cops can arrest you. But TSA,
they can make you miss your flight.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Yeah,
and I dare them to try to fill out Chupacabra on an arrest report.
Carrying a Chupacabra without a license.
Trying to export a Chupacabra.
We're talking about Texas here. There is no licenses required for chupacabras. You can own those.
That's true. Those are
varmint tag?
Yeah, chupacabra fall under the varmint laws. You can take them anytime. Wow. Oh gosh. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Are you coming to Houston for the May Hootenanny?
We hope so.
Cool.
Very
awesome.
Good.
I think we're
see
all
you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Okay.
I already have my airfare.
Bye.
So I'm already predetermined to get felt up by the TSA.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Me too.
I'm still gonna get my airline tickets, but that's not as big a deal as getting my hotel.
I'm excited about like wearing the robo leg and a skirt through TSA.
Woo-hoo.
Because they'll probably be like, "What the? You know, what do we do with her?
She's a cyborg."
Yeah, run. They don't know what a cyborg is.
Brita, are you kidding me? You may think a lot of things about me, but this is not me being caddish.
Okay.
Kelly got particularly gentle treatment, and by gentle saying, just go get on your fucking plane. That he was wearing his kilt, but he was wearing sans breeches.
Woo! Oh.
The only way to wear it, right?
So Brita, all you're gonna do is ditch the breeches. And I'm saying that simply as your friend and as your attorney.
Ditch the breeches.
Your attorney.
I will keep that in mind.
My lawyers advise me not to wear underwear.
I've actually worn a skirt through TSA before, and they treat you a little. They wand you differently. They pat you down differently. Nothing invasive though, which I don't know. Maybe I look honest. Or something.
Now I'm gonna have to wear a kilt next time I fly.
Yeah. Nothing. There was nothing invasive.
I'll experiment with this.
That's right, Alan. When the TSA approach, you start hanging a brain. You should check that out. It might be a bomb.
Yeah.
I know it looks. I know it looks distinctively like a testicle, but it might be a bomb.
It might blow up.
Think of America. Think of America.
Oh Lord.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, if y'all want weird to shut up, call 214-530-0036.
Tough crowd, yeah. I gotta tell you.
Well, anyway, I haven't given the rubble leg update actually.
Good, do it.
Since the last one, it's working.
Yay,
everybody!
Awesome.
Golf clap.
I have a leg that works.
Golf clap.
One of my favorite things to do now is to run upstairs.
Sweet.
It's like,
nice.
Hey, I need something from upstairs. I'm going to run up the stairs. It's like, doo, 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 I'm up the stairs, doo, 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 I'm down. It's fun. And the foot is really bouncy and the leg fits and, you know, so woot.
If it's bouncy, don't sit behind me on the damn plane.
I won't sit behind you on the plane.
So what you're trying to say is that the robo leg is giving you another cryptid, which is restless leg syndrome.
It's fun. It wants to go. It wants to zoom around. It's good. So
that's awesome.
And I don't know. I'm really happy with it.
Is that similar to that thing that people get like when they get like a transplant from somebody else and then they start acting weird because it's like from someone else?
The robo leg is not autonomous. It does not have its own mind.
It might be like that the Doctor Who Cyberman thing, right? It's like taking over.
It is not like the Cyberman.
Brain.
It is not.
I don't know.
No.
Does your leg tell you to kill, Brita?
No, that's my brain.
Does it start talking to you?
That's my brain. But yeah, so it's working out. I think you know, I need a few more little adjustments and stuff, but I've been like yesterday I worked all day long. And then I said to Mike at the end of the day, I said, you know what? My leg has not bothered me all day long.
Awesome.
And he said, when is the last time you said that? I was like, seriously, I can't remember.
Wow.
I still think we could have Wally fix that up with a little short barrel rifle. I really do.
It'd have to be a really short barrel.
Really?
Trust me, Wally could make it work.
tiny, tiny rifle. Yeah. I've learned that the rebel leg is colder than my old leg because there's no insulation. So I'm like trying to rig up like a leg warmer type situation to put over it.
Brita's going back to the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Leg warmers.
Hey, they're back in vogue, unfortunately.
So start playing Flashdance.
Yeah.
What a feeling!
Oh, dear Lord. Kill me now.
I broke into this song more in this show.
Kill me now.
Yeah. All right.
You don't understand. I can hear him from up here.
214-530-0036. If you don't call in, Weird will sing.
Weird will sing.
For a good time, Paul. Yeah.
Yeesh. Well, that's good, Brita. I love the fact that you're like fully operational, Brita.
Yeah, I'm kind of operational now.
You're a fully operational Brita star.
Yeah.
By the way, Mrs. Weird, who is in Philadelphia right now, just sent me a text message saying, "Oh, I did forget that Squirrel Report was tonight."
Because
she forgets about Squirrel Report every night.
Does she listen?
She's listened a couple of times, but not most of the time. It's past bedtime.
Yeah.
But she'll. We'll be having dinner, and she says, "So, what are you up to tonight?" "Well, I got the Squirrel Report." "Oh yeah, it is Thursday, isn't it?"
Yeah, I don't think Mike has ever listened to one. He always like the next day. He's like, "So, how'd the show go?" You know, kind of like it's my job, like it's like work. How's work? You know.
And it's just like work, except twice the hobos.
Not as much pay.
What, you don't get paid?
What?
Shh, Weird. You weren't supposed to say anything.
I get 10 grand per show.
Oh, well.
But that's because I sing.
You know, you still have yet to bust out the cock flute.
Oh, it's up on the shelf. I'll go get it.
For the show.
It's a special show. Be right back.
Yeah, okay. He didn't say what the 10 grand was in.
He's actually going to go get it.
This is...
It's a big moment. Squirrel Report.
That's right, people. What's 8 inches long and brown and lives on Weird Shell?
Oh, yay, God. It's official now. Good.
Again, most frightening moment of my life. Weird looking at me going, "Jay, come down in the basement. You got to see this."
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, I'm scared. So I go down the stairs. And he turns to me and he goes, "Come on, Weird." He had this look of just... He was really exuberant about playing the cock flute.
Hey, we got a caller.
Yay, caller.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Goodbye, caller.
Oh, I heard some cock flute feedback.
Yeah.
I know. Hello? I did too.
He's there.
Hello? Oh.
Hello, it's Roadkill.
Yes, it is Roadkill. Hello.
I heard Sean called in. So
yeah.
I thought I was
calling. Sean called in.
Sean called in earlier. You must have been out doing something.
Koi dog.
Yes. Tell us about koi dogs.
Here in Western Kentucky, we have had a lot of issues with wild dogs, and people talk about koi dogs a lot. We have a lot of coyotes. They crossed the Ohio one really bad winter several decades ago when it froze over completely. And since then, we have had a lot of problems with coyotes and wild dogs. And there is a lot of legend around here that they are interbreeding with some of the wild dogs, but generally coyotes just eat them. They eat pets like we eat tacos and bacon. The wife says bacon.
Yes.
I heard that.
I did too. That was cute.
Mm-hmm. Bacon.
Yeah, the coyotes, that's the thing that I really can't see a coyote getting it on with a regular dog. Because
they eat dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we had a particularly bad coyote year a couple of years ago where there was a ton of them. And you know, I mean, it's seeing. And I live in a you know, it's not a, I don't know if I'd quite call my town urban, but it's certainly not rural.
It's definitely suburban.
It's definitely suburban. And, you know, I've seen more than a few here, and you hear them at night. And when you hear them a lot at night, there's a whole lot of signs on the lamppost saying missing cat. answers to Fluffy.
Yeah.
Please call this number. And I'm like, you know, yeah. I'm pretty sure that kitty got turned into poop from the coyotes.
Yep.
You know, coyotes are really everywhere.
Yeah, that's why I brought up koi dogs. Is it's one of those things of that I read about that when I was going to school in central Maine, that was when I first started hearing people telling stories about, you know, dirt biking out in the backwoods and getting cornered by koi dogs and getting chased and all that stuff. And I'm like, koi dogs? What the fuck's a koi dog? Oh, it's, you know, it's a coyote and a dog interbreeding, and they're big and they're vicious and they're not afraid of people and all of that. And I'm like, really? And I did some research on them a while back when a relative was talking about, you know, always carrying a 22 revolver when he's out hunting, because ever so often he said you'll see a koi dog and you shoot those, you know, without hesitation. And so I looked it up and found out that koi dogs are indeed a cryptid. And, you know, that there's not really a whole lot of, I mean, there's, you can make it happen. If you have a coyote in captivity and a dog in captivity, and you have the coyote well fed and the dog is, and they're both in heat at the same time, you can indeed make babies, but them actually happening in the wild is pretty much undocumented.
Now, what they do apparently have is, a lot of people have said that they think that red wolves are koi wolves. Our coyote wolf mix.
Uh-oh, we lost.
Haven't you ever heard that?
No.
Yeah, they said red wolf are, you know, I've heard it before, and I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now, and they're saying that they may indeed be, because apparently coyotes can and sometimes do breed with wolves, but for some reason they don't breed with dogs properly or well. I don't know.
It's hard to breed with something you're eating.
Yeah, I guess the wolves, of course, would normally eat coyotes, though, wouldn't they?
Rule 34. Rule 34.
All I gotta say is roadkill. If you get a chance to ask Sean about sheep, because oddly enough, Scotsmen do both eat and breed with them.
I don't think there's koi sheep, though. That'd be, you know.
There are some very
like liberal.
There are some very, very koi sheep out there. Let me tell you.
Batting their eyelashes.
It's a koi sheep.
Jesus, the best
sheep,
show.
That sheep, was,
you.
That sheep was playing hard to get.
Oh, look at her with her coat all fluffy.
Oh, God.
Well, it could be the other kind of koi. It could be the Japanese koi.
That is right. That is right. Half giant goldfish, carp, half dog.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Japanese cryptids are really fun. Stuff like kappa.
I've not heard of any.
Those are
Japanese
awesome.
Cryptids.
Is that where tentacle porn comes from?
No, they're turtle monsters and they try to steal your soul out of your butthole.
Ooh.
Yep.
What? Oh, no, they try to ground you.
I'm not surprised.
The only way to protect
that.
Yourself is cucumbers. Yeah. I am not making this shit up. Kappa's absolute favorite food in the world is cucumbers. And so
no.
If you eat the cucumbers, they will not try to steal your soul out of your butthole.
If you do what? If you eat cucumbers?
No, you feed them cucumbers.
Oh, how the hell do you feed them a cucumber?
You throw the cucumbers into the pond, and the kappa eats. It's the same way you get a coyote and a dog to breed. You feed the coyote lots of meat, and then you put a dog in.
Oh.
Or a bitch.
Supposedly they love sumo wrestling. The legends are is that kappa really love to wrestle. They love sumo wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
But they like to do it in water, which means that, like real turtles, they'll drag you down and drown you.
Oh, my God. They love to strangle people in water. Kennedy was a Kappa.
Oh.
He's a cryptid. No. A Massachusetts cryptid.
There's actually, I got to see if I can find this. There's actually, in Japanese parks, there are signs that say warning Kappas. Just to keep people from swimming and drowning.
Wow. I always knew the Japanese were weird. Very strange people.
You have no idea.
They own cute though, so I got to give them that.
Oh.
Well,
now everyone's viciously typing, so this show has gone to complete crap.
Okay.
You wanna save me, people, please call 214-530-0036. This is your last call for call ins. Yeah. If I don't get somebody to call in the next 10 minutes, we're hanging up. Because we're reduced to looking at shit on Google. And as much fun as that is, it's, you know, it makes for a boring audio show.
Well, the only other cryptid kind of thing, I guess it'd be urban legend from my hometown of Madisonville, was in one of the graveyards there was supposed to be an angel that moved. But I think every town has one of those.
Ooh, was it a weeping angel?
No, it said it moved.
Oh.
Oh.
Went out looking at it one night. Nothing really happened. Of course, you know. Of course, you know, they're only moving when you turn your head and you're not looking at it.
That's right.
This is the
Weeping Angels.
Who
yeah.
episode.
Yeah, when they only move when you don't look at them.
I've seen that episode.
Yeah, that's a scary one. One of the most frightening Doctor Who episodes in existence was the. Okay.
Wait, Doctor Who was frightening?
Yes.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Roadkill. 214-530-0036. Yeah.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody. Have a good week.
I killed the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
Good job, Jay.
No, Brita. Brita, you got to talk about the ICP, the Insane Cat Posse.
Oh, God. Well, okay.
What did Desmond do today?
It's not Desmond, it's Tig. Tig, I've decided, is like a super genius, evil super genius cat. He's very sweet and very cute and very loving. But when he wants something, he's like an evil super genius. I think it was last week. I heard it was really late at night, and I heard a noise in the other bedroom, and I knew it had to be one of the cats. You know, in our house we have boy cats and we have girl cats. Okay, so the boys eat the boy food because they're fat, and the girls eat girl food because they're not fat in like a separate bed. No, the one is. She kind of pukes a lot, but...
I told you it's saying cat posse.
She has body image issues.
She just gets wound up and she pukes. Anyway, so...
His cat will puke.
So we have girl food, which apparently, according to the cats, is superior
food.
It tastes better than any other food. So all the boy cats, like, one of their main goals in life is to get the girl food. So Tig, being the super genius cat, we keep the food up on a bookshelf. And it's, like, pretty high up. But Tig decided one night that he was going to triangulate and make a plan to get to the girl food, which is on a bookshelf with books. Like, the rest of the shelf was full of books. So what he did was he got up on top of the back of my exercise bike. Like, he was sitting on top of the back of the seat. and he was pulling books off the shelf so that he could make room for himself to get up on the shelf and eat the food.
Huh.
So it wasn't a matter of like, oh, I just want to like try to jump up on the shelf. No, he knew he had to clean off the shelf first before he could jump up on the shelf.
That cat's way too smart.
He's way too smart. It's freaky. And, you know, you go in there and he's like pulling in the process of pulling books off the shelf. And he looks at you like, what? You know,
if he ever figures out doorknobs, you're screwed.
Yeah, I'm screwed. I know. Thank God he doesn't have thumbs. But yeah, that's the latest in the cat posse. Tig the evil super genius.
What are we doing tonight, Tig?
Yeah, that's exactly
plotting
like
to take over the world.
Yeah, Tig and Ronan, they're like Pinky in the Brain. Yep. Poor
Narf!
Yeah, yeah, it's Ronan.
All right, then.
Anyway, the cat update.
Anyway, I guess that's about it. We're kind of stalled out here.
So if we to have a good full show next week, full of callers and uproar, should we hope for another gun emergency or something?
No, I hope not.
Mass shootings.
Nah. Ugh.
Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah, I don't think that's
All right.
Do we like that the school shooting at Lone Star University?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't a school shooting. Come on. That's not even a...
you saw how quickly that got covered up by the media, right? They're like, oh, wait. They, like, looked into the shooter's backgrounds. They're like, oh, no, we can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, he was black, so you can't say it because he's a minority.
Well, it was from an argument.
Yeah.
They got into a fight.
It was basically a gang.
I don't see how that could have happened because guns aren't allowed on campus, right?
Right.
The force field failed.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, good night, everybody.
Yep.
Have a good week.
Good night, Internet.
Yeah, it's that time.
Okay.
I love you, Internet.
Hey, next, if there's something you want to talk about in particular, post it on the Facebook page for the Squirrel Report, and we will take it under advisement.
We have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
Is my name on it?
If you were on Facebook, you'd know it.
Yeah, that's right. We can't tell you anything about it. You'll have to join Facebook and look weird.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I'm watching a hippo take a dump right now.
We do have a Facebook page.
Weird. And,
actually,
you should join Facebook as Robert Farago.
Does he not have a Facebook page?
There can be more than one. I mean, it's
that's right.
It's just, you know, how many, there's a gazillion people with the same name on Facebook.
Robert Farago. Yeah. There's one in Wolfsburg, Germany. You know what? I don't see one for him.
Well then.
All right, I'm in.
The one thing that will get Weird Beer to join Facebook.
No, I'm lying.
Lives in Rhode Island.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.
All right.
All right. Good night, Internet.
Ciao, y'all.
Bye.